This is the Mosaic Church Podcast. Mosaic Church is committed to making disciples that discover Christ, connect in Christian community, and serve others and the world.
So if you have your Bibles, I just want to reiterate that a lot of times, and we were talking about Romans, and I want to finish today's message looking at the book of Romans. In the very beginning, it was very interesting. We talked about why the book of Romans was written. And there was a situation where the church in Rome was, there's some tension. The Jewish people were kicked out of Rome. They were being persecuted. They were kicked out. But by then, there were some believers who were Jews and now have become believers. And they also were kicked out. And so the church was left with non-Jews, Gentiles, living and leading the church. They stayed because they were not Jewish. They got to stay. But when the Jewish family came back into the church was not the same that they had left it. And there was tension. And one of the reasons I felt like the Lord was calling us to go through the book of Romans, because we knew that the election was coming up, and I felt like the Lord was saying, hey, just go over the book of Romans. And we've learned a lot about the book of Romans, but one of the things that we learned in the very beginning, there are lots of reasons to be divided, right? John Mark and Paul aren't here, but they're big Gator fans, and that would be one big reason for him and I to be divided. It is so interesting that so many, all of us have such different tastes and likes. But the thing that the Apostle Paul was trying to tell his followers at the church in Rome is that we need to make sure we keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. He is what unites us. You know, some people like jeans, some people don't like jeans. There's a zillion things that we can find reasons to be divided. I find recently that some people like the NBA. Raise your hand if you like the NBA. A few of you. See, I'm not a big NBA guy. I think I lost after Kobe. I just didn't really care anymore. So we all have different things that we like and we don't like. But Paul is trying to get the church to focus on the things that unite us, and his name is Jesus. And no church has all the same likes. I would say that is not a healthy church if everybody is the same. And sometimes we can be, never here at Mosaic, but sometimes we can be duped into this thing that maybe we just need a church of everybody that's alike, looks alike. So thank you, Mosaic Church, for not buying into that falseness. So the point I'm trying to make, and Paul is trying to make, is that not everybody in church doesn't like the same thing. We all have different likes. We all have different dislikes. And my wife and I, we are a perfect example of not having the same likes. Just the other day, she likes chocolate. I'm not a big fan of chocolate. And we have lots of things to be separated from. And so, but Paul is saying, listen, be united in Christ. Be united in Christ. Paul says in the beginning, this letter is from Paul. This is him writing in Romans 1:1, a slave of Christ Jesus. What an interesting way to start a book, a letter. A slave of Christ Jesus, chosen by God to be an apostle and sent out to preach his good news. And I believe that's our divine calling, wherever we're at. Now, you may be at a job that you don't like, and typically it's about 70% of people are working at a job they really don't like. But that doesn't mean you don't have a divine purpose. Does that make sense? If you're working at a job that you don't like, that does not mean you don't have a divine purpose at your job. There are people there that you're going to be the only person that will see the gospel in action. And so Paul calls himself a servant, and this is how he describes himself. A letter from Paul, a slave of Christ, a chosen apostle. And I believe this is significant for us as we finish the year and we think about next year. Now, Paul could have identified himself as the most eminent theologian or the master of the Old Testament, or call himself a frontline warrior, an intellect. He's a brilliant person. We know all those things, but he doesn't describe himself that way. But he uses this word doulos. And Paul knew in Rome, the word was like saying, if you're in Spanish, el empleado, la sirvienta. If you're in Spanish, you don't ever want to be called that, right? Amen? You don't. It's the help. Remember the movie, that movie? And Paul basically says, I am the help. I'm the help. When he was truly an eminent theologian, he was a master of the Old Testament. He was a frontline warrior. He was an intellectual. He was brilliant, but he calls himself the help. One of the things that we just talking to with my son, one of the beautiful things we love about our church is that we have people with all different degrees and levels of responsibility and jobs. But when we come into this room, there is no hierarchy based on your job. We have, I believe, a healthy understanding that we are all saved by grace and we're all on an even ground. Amen? And so no matter if you have a certain title in front of your name or not, that we are all servants of Christ. And that what brings us together. You're a servant, I'm a servant. I'm going to salt, and I don't say this to somehow lift me up or in any way, but my first salt, my first salt conference, the last salt conference before I was put in charge, I was the maintenance man. They needed someone to plunge toilets during this conference. And nobody volunteered, so I decided to volunteer. I don't think it was coincidental that the following year I was voted in to be the director of the Southeast of Chi Alpha. I truly believe if I was not the toilet plunger guy that I would not have been. But we have to have an attitude of being a servant. And I pray that all of us have that spirit that we're willing to serve. This coming salt, it's funny, is Kennedy here? She's downstairs. Kennedy's going to salt. She's a student. And I told her I was going to salt. She says, what, you're going to salt? And I'm like, doesn't she know I run the whole thing? She didn't know I ran the whole thing. But this coming salt, I volunteered to help with the children because we don't really have anybody watching the kids. So I'm like, well, somebody's got to do it. And even though I pastor a church, even though I'm the regional director, I'm part of the eldership with Chi Alpha, little kids, we can serve them. Amen? And so I will be doing that. Hopefully not the whole time. There was a minister that was asked, can you help serve ice cream? And he thought he was in that meeting to give a devotion. And it was a new gathering, it was a new fellowship, and they said, can you please help serve ice cream? And he said to them, no, I don't serve ice cream. And it caught the new missionary couple off guard. So they called me. And so I had to call the person who said no. And I said to him, all of us are servants. None of us are above serving ice cream. In the kingdom of God, all of us are servants. None of us are above serving ice cream. And he started trying to give me an excuse, and I said, I don't care. I'm telling you, you missed your opportunity to love Jesus by serving ice cream. And so Paul calls himself a servant, the help. And it's so interesting that that's how he refers himself and he looks at himself, is that we're all servants of the Most High. Yes, we want to be productive, but we have to do it with a spirit of servanthood. Mark chapter 10, verse 45 says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to what? To serve." Second thing I find in this letter is that Paul not only calls himself a slave of Christ Jesus, chosen by God, and to be an apostle and sent out to preach, to share the good news. That's the second thing. We are all servants, and we're all called to share the good news. Amen? So as we wrap up this year, how would you determine how you're doing in the kingdom of God on his scale? Not my scale, not your scale, but his scale. How are we doing? Do you feel like 2024 was a time of growth? Did you grow? And sometimes growing is just becoming more aware, right? There's an awareness. I think that's one of the biggest challenges of most people is self-awareness. They don't have a healthy self-awareness. And God will put people in your life to help you with your self-awareness. Amen. I believe that's one of the reasons that the Lord, you know, I got married, is to see my things that I'm not aware of. And it's still a challenge at times. But I pray that we end this year with an understanding that God has called us to serve. Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. So if you're at your work, ask God to use you. You're his servant to preach the good news, to share the good news. If you're at a job that you don't like, just understand that God is using you, and you have a divine purpose. You have a divine purpose, even at the job that you don't like. Amen? So it is 12 o'clock, and I told my wife I'd stop short, but I pray that 2024 is a good time to reflect. It's a good time to evaluate, and it's a good time to determine what's going to happen next year. God willing, given us another year to be his servant and to grow. The last thing, I have this orange, it's not an orange tree, it's some sort of tangerine tree. It's not a tangerine tree, but it looks like it. And it is interesting. It's in the woods. I didn't know I had it. I didn't plant it. It just naturally, my neighbor has a bunch of citrus tree. And his tree is probably at maximum height, probably like 14, 15 feet. He takes care of it. Mine's wild. And I have to use a swimming pool pole fully extended at 20 feet. And I made this little like contraption so I can get the fruit. You know, and I can't reach it. I had to literally back up my truck, stand on the bed, and I still can't get the fruit. And it's, in other words, there's beautiful fruit, but it's not accessible. You can't get it. You know, you have to get a crane. And I'm thinking as Paul was writing that, what he's really doing is he's putting himself in a position where the fruit of God, the fruit that God is developing in his life, is accessible. And that's why I believe he doesn't call himself eminent theologian, doctor of theology, because it all of a sudden it feels like it's beautiful fruit, but you can't grasp it. It doesn't help anybody. It's not blessing really anybody until we put ourselves in a position where we can bless people around us. Like my neighbor's yard, that's why I'm going there this week, because he prunes his tree. I didn't know I should have done that. He prunes his tree so that more fruit can be produced. Amen. So I pray that's what happens with us. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for our church. Thank you for all that you've done this year, for all the kids that have come to know you and were water baptized, for all the adults that got water baptized this year, people who've come to know Christ, all the missionaries that we serve and love and support in our church. I think about 30 missionaries, so thank you for them. Thank you for Chi Alpha and our new missionaries here. And Lord, for the SALT conference of last year and the SALT conference that's coming up this year. Lord, thank you, Father, for what you've done and what you're doing and what you're going to do next year. So we say thank you. We love you. Lord, help us to all have a spirit of servanthood so that we can be a blessing and share the good news of who you are and what you represent in our lives and the freedom that we have because of you. We love you, Father, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. May the Lord be with you. He is risen. God bless you. We are dismissed.
We want to thank you for listening. We pray that you were blessed and encouraged. If you like what you heard today, subscribe to this podcast and listen whenever you like. To find out more about Mosaic Church, please visit www.mosaicchurchtlh.com.